Whereas, like, with a man, you don't have to talk to them for like 6 months and you're still great friends, you know?
Yeah, I feel like I'm like that too. I feel like a lot of women are like that. The variability of women is just amazing to me because men will always have like something in common, and I guess women will too, but people who identify very strongly as like male will be like, yes, I love my what's in between my legs.
I mean,
Whereas, you know what I mean? Whereas women, it's like obviously like there's like differentiating opinions.
in ancient cultures, men used to worship their penises. Like, they would wear like dick-shaped amulets around their necks, and they would make these like sculptures of giant penises for the gods. This was in ancient Greek cultures, and I think the whole idea of that was like to bring in the qualities that like the divine penis possesses, I don't know exactly what that would be, but like running fast, providing. And I think
The
that's really
ability to rise
sad.
up.
Yeah, I think it's really sad that men don't worship their dicks anymore. And I think the reason we're having a lot of unwanted pregnancies is because they're not worshiping their dicks. They're just like coming anywhere.
Yeah, no, honestly. Men have, like, they're becoming less selective. But I think that's because they're getting so disconnected with themselves. Like, they don't even know what they really want because they're being told that, like, this certain woman is, like, what you should want, sort of thing. But yeah, in ancient Hellenistic times, there was, like, a lot of, like, dick statues. Like, there's this one statue of Hermes Trismegistus with, like, a bunch, like, literally, like, four dicks, like, on his, like, an amulet. And then he's, like, riding a dick. Like, there's, like, just, penis everywhere. And it's beautiful though, because it's like, yes, like that sort of power that comes from that, there's a lot of responsibility with it. They have like 1,000 sperm like in one ejaculation, whereas like a woman is like gets rid of her thing every month for the rest of her life. She's born with all of the eggs.
Sarah, I dare say that our genitals are like the root of our power.
Yeah, I think that goes back to like just grounding yourself, and just like the most basic concept of spirituality, ground yourself. Like, wait a minute. But it's true, like grounding yourself like through like the tip of your coccyx, like into like your sacral area, like doing Kegel exercises, like that's such a great way to ground yourself in general. And also just like get back to like your like who you are, like what empowers you. And that can be anything again because of the variability of who we are as people, especially as women. But
I will say it's sort of hard to ground when you like physically have a hole in the ground. Like, I feel like that's not accounted for enough, how like just like different that is.
well, men have holes too.
Oh, you may be onto something.
But what does that mean that we have a hole?
I don't know how much I can say on Spotify.
Think it might mean that, like, we're supposed to give back what we put in.
or like if we're talking about the ground, like the whole and like what the whole contains is also the ground, like the void.
Yeah, like we're connected.
But how can you ground in the void? Like the void is the void.
Through plasma.
What?
Well, because it's like the fifth like substance that isn't known or whatever. Like we have air, earth, water, fire, and then there's the fifth one, which is like the ether, which can also be like plasma.
Isn't plasma white blood cells?
Yeah, it is, but like there's a different type of plasma that like remains in the ether.
Is it like, wait, what remain, what kind of plasma remains in the ether?
I'm not sure. Like, there's not really a way to describe it, but, like, scientists say it's, like, the fifth element or something.
Like, in the gift shop, where there's those balls, and inside of it is, like, spiky light.
I think people would think it's like that, but it's, like, different. It's, like, something that's, like, not... It's, like, a combination of all of them. Like, there's electricity in it because there's fire, but there's also, like, connection with it because there's water, and it's, like, kind of, like, airy, so there's, like, gas in it as well, but there's also, like, particles in it, so, like, that makes it Earth. It's, like, a combination. It's, like, the plasma.
And it's in our vaginas?
No, I think it's in the ether. It's, like, in dark matter.
But don't you feel like you contain a little bit of dark matter?
Not in my body.
Oh, it's in my body.
It's impossible.
No, you'd have to see it. Have to see it.
No, like, it is impossible, though, because we are light. And dark matter is just an absence of light.
This conversation isn't the type of smart that I am.
I'm reciting things that I've read on, like, the Science Network or, like, what my dad has told me. Anyways, back to the vagina and penis conversation.
You can donate plasma for $100.
Yeah, it's crazy how much money you can make by donating your organs.
I would never do that, though, personally.
I wouldn't either, because I've heard that, like, really bad side effects can happen.
Really?
Yeah, like, people, like, just not feeling good. Like, the most terrible feeling that you've ever had. Like, you can have, like, a spinal leak, you know? And, like, you can... Yeah, it's just, like, bad stuff that can happen.
The spine is everything. I love that. It's so complicated. It holds everything together. Mm-hmm. And if you break it, I don't know what to tell you.
They probably wouldn't know what to tell you either, because their nerves would be broken and they wouldn't be able to speak. But I love that, like, everything in the body is connected. And I think that's why, like, the Republicans and stuff, like, it makes them uncomfortable. I don't want to say Republicans because I don't want to, like, generalize out that group of people, because there's obviously Democrats that are like that. Like, there's everyone that's like that.
But if, like, you're so beholden to a label, like, any label, especially, like, a political label, I think you need to think about that.
What? Like, your opinion?
If you're going around, you're like, oh, I'm a Republican. Like, if your Twitter bio is, like, Republican, like...
Then embody that completely.
What do you mean? Like, become, like, an aesthetic to that? I guess it is a culture.
It is, yeah. But it's important to be fluid.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't...
But that type of, like, person... Yeah, yeah, that's true. Like, if you, like, label yourself... Yeah, like, if you're gonna label yourself as a Republican, then, like, own it, you know? Like, Christian Walker is someone that I follow on Instagram, and I do not believe in his opinions at all. I just think that, like, he's funny. And if you know who I'm talking about, then, like, you know, like, oh, yeah, he's funny. Like, he's jokes. But, like... I also, like, have a very deep distrust and, like, not hatred, because it's not hatred at all. It's more of just, like...
Disgust?
Yeah, disgust, and also, like, I'm scared of you. But, like, you're also very funny, so I'll continue to follow you and keep tabs on you. And also, just because you follow someone doesn't mean that you agree with them completely. Like...
Yeah, I definitely follow a couple of people where just, like, anything they tweet... is really annoying to me and, like, irritating to me, but I continue to follow them because, like, a lot of spiritual teachers, like, keep someone around who, like, really annoys them because it's good for your karma, you know, to, like, be, like, interacting and, like, engaging with that and, like, watching your mind instead of watching them, like, watching how your mind reacts to it.
That's really good advice. To, like, not push away those reactions and try to analyze them instead.
Yeah, I think we have a very primitive nature to get away from anything that's causing us discomfort. And I think that, like, most things that cause us discomfort can bring us closer to ourselves if we examine them.
Yeah, like something can be irritating you, but if you really focus on the irritation, it's like, this is my control over it. Like, I have control over it. And that's what's so great about, like, meditating and also just becoming spiritual. It's really hard to kind of, like, narrow yourself in a spiritual category nowadays, because you can take anything from anywhere. Like, Ramakrishna, how he studied, like, all of these different, like, he went all the way into Christianity, he went all the way into Islam, he went all the way, like, he devoted himself to every single religion, and he was still able to find enlightenment in it, like, in every single one. So it's really hard to, like, label yourself as, like, one specific religion, or, like, you know. But I would say I'm religious, even though, like, I don't subscribe to Christianity or Catholicism completely. I would say that I'm religious because, like, I do believe, like, in an omnipotent God or something above us. But it's really important to just, like, figure out what bothers you and try and control that to, like, obtain a more, like, high state of mind where you're able to differentiate between your own emotions and your own, like, biological things, you know? Because if you're able to overcome, like, the bodily instincts, you know what I'm saying. You get it.
I do. Like, do you ever come across those girls who are like, I'm not like the crystal girls. Let's explore our minds, babe. Like, I'm not like them. Like, I'm like actually spiritual.
Yeah, and they just have like a fish tank or something, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I think it's so interesting, like, what people choose. That's something I like about social media, and maybe this is sadistic in a way, but just sort of, like, observing, like, who everyone is trying to be. Because they're not actually, yeah. Like, when I'm, like, alone in my room, I'm not like, oh, I'm Buddhist, like, Buddhism. Like, I'm just, like, a little, like, creature, you know?
Yeah, I definitely resonate with the word creature a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, like, people, I don't know, and also, like, going back to Roe versus Wade, you can just tell, I don't know, if this is just, like, something I've made up in my mind, because you can also make up what people are in your mind. Like, to you, you're a Buddhist, but to me, you are also a creature. Like,
you're a whore.
But, like people who aren't posting about Roe versus Wade at all are the same people that didn't post anything about George Floyd. And that just kind of shows the dynamic between them versus the rest of the world and the way that they see themselves and their own sort of priorities and values and stuff. And that's becoming very prominent, at least for me during these times, is like seeing the parallels between how much you care about society versus how much you care about yourself, and what are you promoting during these times of, like, you know, worldly disheaval. Because the Americans, like, the United States people, they really do set, like, a standard for the rest of the world to follow, you know, in a lot of different ways, because we were, like, the first country to, like, declare freedom and stuff, and to, like, not have, like, a religion.
But that's so stupid. Also, like,
we I know, it's so corny. So corny.
My grandma?
July 4th is coming up, too.
Yeah, I'm excited. Sorry, guys, I like that holiday.
I am really with Ariana Grande when she says that she hates America, because I can't stand it here. Everyone is unhealthy. Everyone has, like, jaundice. Yeah, just, like, they put so much sugar in the food. People don't care about other people. We are so capitalistic here. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, the thing that I do like about America, though, and I understand why, like, people come over here, is, like, to up yourself and, like, the social system. Like, I get that. But at the same time, why do you care about that? I mean, I don't really find enjoyment in, like, upgrading myself. But,
yeah,
like, in that way.
I feel like if you live in New York, It adds, like, a certain degree of relevancy to your lifestyle, but it's also, like, you have to live amongst the cockroaches to have that. And it's like, what is that relevancy for? You know, who is that serving?
Well, I guess in their minds, they're also quite spiritual because they're trying to perform for something greater than themselves.
People in the Midwest are really nice.
Yeah, I really like the Minnesotians.
Okay, you know the Nebraskans. What I don't like, though? Like, I used to live out in the country, like in my late teens, earliest 20s, and like if you went to the post office, you had to have a whole ass conversation for like 10 minutes about like the weather, and like nobody cares, you know, like neither person is like learning anything. Like, you can't just, like, walk in and be like, hey, can you mail this? Like, that's rude. You have to talk for, like, 10 minutes about nothing. And, like, I guess that's fine, you know? It just doesn't make sense to me. Oh, and I want to say something else. So we're talking about, like, being silent on social media versus speaking up on social media. Social media is literally, like, the high school cafeteria. Like, it doesn't enact change, and I'm not sure what does enact change, like voting for sure, like vote them out, like maybe calling people, protesting, but I feel iffy about that just because of the police brutality we've seen and like the lack of, I don't know, it just feels simulated.
Yeah, it feels very like Sims when yes. people protest, because
and it's dangerous. It's really dangerous.
Yeah. Like cops. I am also like against cops, and like I know it's a very opinionated thing to say because like I'll say that around some people, and they'll be like, "Cops do so much for this." Like, okay, they do, and there are like cops that are good, but like I'm talking about the system in general, like the actual kind of like bigger picture of like things, like it's very systemic, and they look at like a crowd of people, and I swear, like the first thing that they think is like, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of people that I can control right now because I have a greater superior standard in the legal system than they do, and there is like a different set of like legal standards for police, anyways. You know, like, every, like, government profession has their own kind of, like, loophole. Like, even nurses. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, that is, like, a position of power for sure. But I feel like with nursing, it's different. Or just, like, with, like, the medical industry. Because there are, like, other people around, like, watching you, like, as you're doing things, you know? Like, am I wrong?
Yeah, you're correct. Like, there's people that would, like, check you on stuff, and, like, it's more of, like, a teamwork and, like, a team effort, whereas, like, police are just kind of, like, out and about, like, yeah. prowling the streets on their own. But I also I just feel like if you're in the medical field, you know for a fact that you're doing it for a higher purpose.
I mean, I would like to think that cops believe that they're doing it for a higher purpose, too, but, like, just the fact that, like, you can give someone, like, a level over other civilians, like a level of authority where they can tell everyone what to do. And it's just like, you can just like give this to some guy named Jimmy after he goes to like summer camp for a year. You know, like it's like not intellectual. It's not difficult.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like so many friend groups have had this conversation. Like, I'm pretty sure everyone has had this conversation, either within themselves or, like, with other people. It's just, like, this hierarchical type of life that we live in the United States.
Yeah, I mean, the cops in Germany are, like, cartoons. Like, they're, like, nine.
Well, the only things that they have to worry about is, like, stealing stuff. Like, I know, like, that's why crime for, like, stealing is so high in Europe, and also, like, stabbing people, which is not as bad as, like, you know, the other stuff that we have here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to be stabbed.
Yeah, that sounds awful. Not a vibe.
Did you have any Republicans, like, in your life before? Like, true, like, these colors don't run.
I dated a guy once that was...
OMG, she dated a Republican, you guys.
I know. Don't. Do you guys want to know his sign? His birth chart?
Let me guess. Aquarius?
No.
Okay, let me guess again. But let me, like, tap in. I don't know, Taurus?
Close. A Virgo. Yeah, with a very strong Leo moon, though. A lot of Leo placement.
Leo moon is a mess, and Virgos, and this isn't an insult at all, but it's, they have a very feminine nature.
Yeah, Virgos are like the most feminine sign because it's represented by a woman.
The first time I ever believed in astrology, like, I had never, like, cared about it before. And then I was visiting this Rinpoche, and someone brought him tea and, like, sugar on a tray. And he looked at it, and he smiled, and he said, "This tea was prepared by a Virgo woman." And it was, in fact, prepared by a Virgo woman. And that just blew my mind, and ever since then. Wait, but tell me about your Republican boyfriend, where you threw away your values for love.
Well, I didn't really know he was like that until... And he was also, like... I don't want to give away too much, because they might listen to this. But he was just, like, so... dominating, you know, and like I just got sick and tired of it. I was like, okay, whatever, bye. I like went to my, I literally escaped the state. I went to like Florida so I can just like get away from like his annoyances and like his bothersome tendencies. But he was really cute, but he, you know.
Yeah, I had a time with the Republican as well. And, like, also they didn't realize the extent of his Republicanness.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys, listeners, I literally cannot say any more on that, or he might sue me.
That's how they are, huh?
Yeah, that's how they are.
Yeah, I was also, like, 19, and he was, like, 20, which is not, like, a big difference, but, like, I know, it's, like, 1 year.
She was a child bride.
But yeah, there it's, it just kind of like feels like they own you. I don't know, it's having like a relationship with someone like that is really not for the weak, especially if like I couldn't even imagine like having a child with that person and then being like stuck with them and then that person being like so pro-life and then you having the child and then them going away. It's like you don't even enact on your own beliefs. Mm. Like that's how they are. They're very hypocritical. I mean, I know I'm generalizing, but still.
Everybody has so much to say about like what the right thing to do is, but then when they're in that situation, they might do a completely different thing.
Yeah.
And like, I think allowing, as a woman who you have children with is probably the most important decision that you make in your life, like if you choose to have children. We should talk about that article.
Yeah, you want to transition? Because it's getting kind of pretty heavy. I mean,
that's not that heavy.
It scares me. Being a single mother is, like, one of, like, my biggest fears. Because, like, I saw my mom do it. And, like, I don't want to go through what she went through. Like, that like, looks like actual pain. Well, like, physical pain.
Your mom did it. My mom did it. Lots of moms do it. And, like...
But then you just see, like, other people who have both parents together and, like, you know, are raised in, like, a really happy and healthy home, seemingly. And I know some people are like, well, my parents fought all the time and now I have trauma from it. Like, okay, but, like, yeah, that's super, super valid and, like, that was really tough. But at least you had that security where you got to see both of them at the same time or, like, that you had that, like, I don't know. I feel like it is still the same, though. Those, like, it's very tricky to talk about these things.
Well, I didn't really grow up around people with, like, stable, like, family backgrounds for the most part. But there was this one guy I knew in college, and he was always just my example of, like, a stable home. Like, you know, like wood stove in the backyard, and he's, like, talking about, like, I love my parents, like, we get along so well, like, you know, just, like, everything was, like, super, like, key lime pie, like, delicious. And now, like, looking back on it, like, he was not okay, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was just the one who was, like, saying, like, the loudest, like, I'm okay, like, I'm fine. But he, like, wasn't.
Yeah, because he there was no, like, definitive evidence for him to say that he wasn't fine, which is, yeah.
I've met a couple people who were, like, this is interesting, I think, like, suffering to the extent where it was, like, something happened to you, you know, like, something is wrong, but they had such a nice story, do you know what I mean? Like, there was no evidence of anything, like, bad. When I say that, you know, everyone suffers, but, like, no evidence of a traumatic incident ever occurring in their life, and yet they were so unhinged. And I think that's a really interesting circumstance. I don't know what to make of that.
Yeah, because it's, like, belongs in the ether. It's, like, what we were talking about. Like, how do you ground yourself in the void? Kind mm-hmm. of circles back to that.
How do you ground yourself in the void?
By allowing myself to be ungrounded.
Yeah. I think just with anything that comes up, like, I think there's a way to experience sadness joyfully.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, all the emotions, you know, just, like, being really kind and patient with them and letting it all blend together.
Yeah. Make a watercolor with your emotions and just, like, look at it.
Mm-hmm.
I still think that neutrality is the best when you're looking at your emotions and, like, try to be as objective as possible.
Do you think that's possible?
No. I think, though, like, a lot of stable people have that ability, though.
I don't know, I don't really know. Oh, I've got a stable man in my life, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't make sense to me, though, like, his ways.
It's a mystery. He grounds himself in the ether with an umbilical cord and a penis.
Yeah, an umbilical cord. How do you feel about people, like, listening to you? Like, online?
I think it's good because I trust myself.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I think having, like, competency in yourself, like, looking at yourself and being like, what I'm doing is right, and, like, firmly believing in mm-hmm. that, and, like, having the intuition to say, like, yes, that's correct, is such a great thing that, like, everyone should try to do in this life. Mm-hmm. Like, being unconfident and, like, having that sort of, like, instability, like, you're walking amongst, like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you need to have a balance, and that comes from confidence.
I believe that If your motives for doing something aren't pure, you're not going to be able to keep doing it because you're not really going to trust yourself. Like, if you just want money and you, like, know that about yourself, that you're, like, just doing something because you want money, you're going to be thinking, I don't deserve it. I just want it for money. You know what I mean? On a certain level.
Yeah, and then you'll attract all of the energy that money comes with, which is, like, greed and over-sexualization and capitalistic mentality and stepping over people. I mean, that might not be your intention is to have that, but, like, you are still like bringing in something that like has those sorts of like qualities that bring along with them.
You know, this is the first time in my life that I've made enough money that I don't make like a ton at all, but like enough that I don't really have to think about it. Like I can like get my food at the grocery store, I can pay my bills, and it's like not a big deal. And I don't know why I would want more. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's like fine. And people are like, here's how I made $30,000 in 7 days. If I made $30,000, I would like lose my mind.
Yeah.
If I made $30,000, the whole podcast is going to Disney.
I think that it's all about like control as well, because I've seen people make like $100,000 in cryptocurrency and just like blow it all in like 2 months, like a month or less.
On what, the strip club?
The strip club, designer items, travel, but not even to like unique, interesting places, like to New York City.
It's interesting that that's like what you're supposed to do when you have money is like do those things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then like if you have even more, like you're supposed to like take a picture on like the boat or something. And it just like, yeah. It doesn't make sense to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but then you have to see it from their perspective too. And it's like, well, this is just what I do. Like, what is wrong mm-hmm. with it?
Well, how do you feel about strip clubs?
I think it's beautiful because it's, like, the first establishment that has, like, been created, you know? Like, yeah. Brothels.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, keep the strip clubs open and alive and let these women eat, you know what I mean?
Yeah, let them eat.
Should we talk about cancel culture?
Mm-hmm. That was the article. I guess I'll link it in the description. But we both read this article from The Cut, which is it's like an op-ed on, I think he was 17, a 17-year-old named Diego, who basically he had a girlfriend and he was at a party and he showed her nude on his phone to like a few people at the party, and he became canceled, but in like a very vicious, all-encompassing way, I think, that left him with a lot of issues. Like he had to do his schoolwork in the library because if he sat next to anybody in class, like everyone else would like get up and leave. And, like, anyone who talked to him was also canceled. Like, just, like, seemed very severe. Well, what did you think of it?
I think I like, immediately felt relieved because I'm not in high school to have to deal with that sort of, like, urgency, like, that urgency to react to something. And, but at the same time, I've had that happen to me before where, like, my nude was shared around school and I got suspended for whatever reason. I mean, I got it suspended because they said that it was not okay for me to take that picture. Like, I think that's wrong. I think that was, like, so wrong of the school principal. And then the school principal, like, demanded to see the picture. Like, what? Why do you need to see the picture?
Oh, yeah. That's so strange.
Yeah, and, like, I kind of wish that kind of happened because instead of everyone, like, attacking the guy that, like, shared the picture around, they literally just, like, attacked me. Like, all of these, like, big senior girls, and I was a freshman at the time, like, these senior girls were, like his sisters would, like, attack me because he also got, like, suspended for 3 days. Like, we both got suspended. I don't understand, like, why I got the same punishment as him. Like, it infuriates me to this day.
Yeah, it infuriates me too.
But it was just, like, public humiliation that, like, I went through. So, like, I understand, like, the girl's perspective, Fiona. that, like, everyone saw her naked without her consent. Like, yeah.
Well, that was just two people.
Oh, I thought it was more people that he showed it to.
Actually, I believe the article said a few. So three.
Yeah. Few is three. Couple is two.
And, you know, that's really not okay, but...
Mine, for my nude that they shared around, they literally made a Twitter off of it.
Oh my god, Sarah, are you serious?
Yeah. And they called it, like, Sarah's Tits. It was like a Twitter at.
Oh my god.
I know. And then, like, a bunch of my friends got it reported, so, like, it was only there for, like, a couple hours, but it was, like, kind of traumatizing.
Yeah, I remember this boy in high school had, like, nudes on his, like, flash drive of, like, older girls at the school, you know, that had been, like, leaked to him somehow.
That's so awful. That's disgusting.
Yeah, it is disgusting.
Like, the female body is... Human body, female body, like, it's so beautiful and tender and, like, loving and nice that it's such a privilege to see someone's body. Like, and that's why, like, it can go to, like, the whole confidence thing, too. Like, you are beautiful because you are alive and breathing and all that type of stuff. But there's such, like, a preciousness that comes, especially with a young girl's body. It, like, really makes me, like...
Yeah,
like, it makes me emotional, like, having people, like... see other people without their consent. Like, it's a privilege for you to even look into someone's eyes, you know? Like, that human connection is so precious. It's just, like, you know.
I mean, I think on one end, like, high school girls haven't, like, fully established, like, the relationship they have with sharing their body and, like, what they want that to look like. And at the same time, high school boys, like, have, like, a crazy relationship with their dick. Can I say that? Is that, like, crazy to say? But it's just, like, they're obsessed with sex. Like, everything is about sex, you know, and they don't have any control over that.
Yeah. Like, they just got out of, like, the latency stage, out of, like, middle school and, like, you know, what is it called? Elementary school? Like, where, like, they couldn't just, like, openly, like... masturbate and stuff, you know, like, they, like, were, like, okay, I'm not gonna do that because, like, I want to explore stuff, you know, like, I'm just gonna meander around. But then in high school, they're, like, damn, like, this feels nice, like, that's what guys think. And then with girls, it's kind of, like, okay, we want to do that too, but, like, there's socializations, like, that come with it.
And, like, I don't know. I don't know exactly what the answer to that is. Like, whether it should be, like... I think once something becomes too precious, it's sort of ruined. But I also think it is a very precious thing. But I also know that that's an illusion.
The, like, the sexuality? Like, the blossoming sexuality of a person?
Just that it, like, holds any weight is an illusion.
Yeah, because it's also... Yeah, it's an identification that, like, doesn't really serve yourself in the grand scheme of, like, your soul's progression. I don't know. That's very nuanced.
And it's, like, obviously he shouldn't have shown anyone, but then she shouldn't have sent it, and he, like, didn't... It was too much of a responsibility for him to have this, like, amazing nude on his phone. You know what I mean? And, like, I don't know.
I think the way that he got canceled was just, like, a little bit too much. Like, I think those sorts of, like, things, you know? And I'm not saying that, like... I don't know, if you go into, like, the olden times, like, in the ancient times, when people would do something bad, they would, like, have their posters out, and they'd be, like, whipped in front of everyone, you know? Like, if you're everything that you did wrong was, like, so public, like, would you still do that? Like, it's kind of, like, a good thing to cancel people, like, if you see it in that way, because then you're, like, teaching other people in the same way. But at the same time, like, these matters are so private, and they can bring out such a reaction out of other people to make it, like, blow it out of proportion sort of thing. And then there's other people that are getting away with it, so it's, like, a disproportionate sort of policing that's going on.
Yeah, that was what I was considering, like, the disproportion, like, there were these two guys I went to school with who were Republican, and they were, like, the only outwardly Republicans in the whole school, I'm pretty sure. And, you know, one of them would wear his little Trump hat. And they were completely isolated from the rest of the student body. Like, they only ate with each other, and they only, like, were able to, like, partner with each other in class, and they weren't invited to anything. Nobody else talked to them. But they were also, like, awkward people, you know? They were, like, awkward boys. Like, I don't think they were, like, that smart, or I don't know. Like, in a certain way, they were targets, because at the same time, like, and I'm not, like, supporting them being Trump supporters, but there were people at the school who had, like, harmed people, like, were, like, known for having, like, seriously harmed other people who were, like, cool and got invited places and everyone liked them just because they were, like, good-looking and charismatic, you know? And so I wonder if with this boy, like, if it was more holistic. Because I'm sure at that same school, just because this is how the world works, you know, there were people who had done worse and received less.
Mm-hmm. I think that what that guy went through in that one article, the punishment did not meet the crime in the sense that the punishment continued on for way longer. And it also, like, kept on bringing it up, like, oh, you had your nude shared around. Like, that, like, was also harming her at the same time. Like, that wasn't serving her anything at all past a certain point. Like, okay, like, he got his due diligence or whatever it's called. But, like, that's not what it's called. But you know what I mean. Like, he got his punishment, but at what cost to her reputation as well?
We just live in such a sexualized society. Like, I can, like, open up my phone and see, like, straight up porn, you know? And I think a lot of the time young women think that they have to match that sort of in order to be, like, recognized in their womanhood.
Big facts.
I don't know. I was always really skinny. So, like, especially as a teenager. And so I never really, like, felt sexy, I guess, and not, like, in a sad way, but it just wasn't really, like, my focus. But I know, like, girls I went to school with who were really developed, or, like, developed early, had a really hard time. Like, the boys were, like, animals. And also, I don't know, like, basically, the guy in the article, like, it was, like, people were really, like, mean to him at school, so he made friends, like, outside of school.
He found a way.
Yeah, that doesn't seem so tragic to me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and then at the end of the article kind of ends with him going off to college and, like, him being like, I don't think I'll ever come back here. And that's growth.
Everyone says that, though, about their hometown. They're like, I'm never coming back. And then you do, and it's fine.
Yeah. It's, like, very unclimactic. But you will come back.
I just think we're much more tethered to home and to family than we realize.
It's comforting to be home. It's comforting to be in a place that's very familiar.
Yeah. Where everyone speaks your language.
Yeah, there's not really like a lot of surprises. But of course, you need to push yourself and to go other places. Or you don't. It's not really. If it doesn't require it, then it doesn't require it.
I think most of the time, you should follow the path of least resistance. And like in the case of someone who's really like ostracized in their home environment, like the least resistance is to move yourself from that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like if you like it where you're from, might as well just stick around.
Yeah. And change always presents itself in the most like meaningless way, in my opinion. Like, you think something will matter, and you're like, this is gonna change me, this is everything. And then it happens, and it's like nothing really, like, everything is kind of the same. It's like, okay, that was expected on your path, but then there's something else that comes along that's like, oh, this is not anything, and then that's the thing that changes you.
Yeah. I think, like, focusing on something makes it so real. And then once you're outside of it, you're like, oh, that was just like a blip.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a reason to travel, actually, and to get away from home is just like to see past yourself.
Yeah, see what else the world offers. Also, I've been thinking a lot about like changing your fate. I mean, I always think about that, but.
Mm-hmm.
I know we reference this movie so much, and it might get so annoying for our listeners, but, Tangled, we've never talked about Tangled before.
The Scottish, if you had the chance to change your fate, would you?
that's not what I was talking about, but, like, I love that reference.
Thanks.
I was talking about, like, Everything Everywhere All at Once. Where, like, they start doing, like, weird things. Like, oh, you have to put this inside your butt to, like, change your fate.
Yeah, I've heard that one before.
Like, sometimes you just have to make the most wildest decision to change your fate. Like, okay, I can either go to this coffee shop or I can go to, like, this coffee shop that, like, I've never been to. And, like, I don't really want to go. Like, sometimes you have to put yourself in, like, a very uncomfortable position to grow. Oh, and, like, yeah. So, you are the decider. Yeah, I've talked about this before. I change my fate literally all the time. I plead with my gods. I think, like, when someone changes their fate, they'll know because they'll start to have deja vu. And not the typical deja vu, more of, like, the deja vu of, like, this is going to happen. Like, a more of, like, an automatic sort of sense.
Of knowing something's going to happen?
Yeah. It's more of, like, it's not deja vu, it's more of like, oh, a green shirt. I don't know why I just thought of a green shirt, but a green shirt's gonna be like, it's that sort of thing.
Yeah, that happened to me once, and when I was still in it, I asked them to show me an olive green backpack, and then that was the first thing I saw.
Yeah.
But sometimes, I think actually this is like, removing from your intuition when you start being like, okay, now show me this, now show me that, now show me this, now show me that, you know?
You can, like, isolate yourself from it by doing that.
Mm-hmm. Although, like, at the end of the day, we all have the same fate. And we're just on different paths to finding it.
Yeah, but you can also argue that, like, that fate that you're talking about, like that grand scheme of fate, doesn't really matter because we're not able to consciously view it. It's not a sensory fate.
So So? Whenever I get really sick, I'm like, yes, God.
I also feel like you change fates when you get really sick.
Mm-hmm, for sure. It's burning through that massive karma.
I haven't gotten sick in a while.
I used to work with someone who they casted the spell on his brother, and then his brother got extremely ill, and then his brother came to, like, fight him, and he was like, what the hell? Like, why did she do that? And the other brother was like, no, like, it helped you. Like, now that you got sick, you don't have to, like, get in a car accident, you know?
Oh. Yeah, they have concepts like that in Hellenistic astrology, too, where, like, people would try to be, like, the car accident thing. Like, there was writings from an ancient astrologer that, like, would give sort of remediations to other people and being, like, instead of being in a car accident or, I don't know, a wheel accident, then you, or, like, a wheelbarrow accident, instead, like, view one. Like, go and view one. Like, when you see one, like, when you see a car accident, then it's not going to happen to you because you already witnessed it. Like, there's, like, a witness to it. So,
like watching someone's car accident, and you're like, oh, that's not me.
No, there was, like, something like that in the Hellenistic astrology text. Like, they talk about that, like, remediating your fate in certain ways where it's, like, the thing is going to happen. Like, that car accident is going to happen, but, like, instead of you being involved, you will still be there. You know what I mean? Of course, there's, like, different timing techniques that you apply to it. Like, your chart is involved.
How do you feel about, like, I feel like I see this sentiment a lot. Like, when you see, like, other people starting to, like, receive the gifts that you want, that means that they're coming for you?
I've never thought about that. But, like, I don't really believe in that sort of thing because ultimately, like, yes, we are all connected. Our holes are all on the ground. But we're all eggs. We all have our energetical eggs as well.
So what about the eggs?
Like, we are all, like, we all have, like, our little egg of bundles around us. Like, the little fibroids that are extracorporeal.
Okay, I'm sorry, what? The fibroids?
Like, the little things that come out of us in our energy where we're able to kind of disconnect ourselves from the world and just be in our own space. Like, just because I view someone who has the things that I want doesn't mean that that's coming for me, because that has nothing to do with my own egg space, like my own energetical aura, I guess you would say.
But you know what I've been thinking recently? We are not meant to go through life alone. Like, as much as it is an independent journey, guys, by the end of this recording, like, every time we're both, like, lying on the floor.
And then we always just end up talking about death or something, like, so beyond us.
No, but seriously, like, we are not meant to go through life alone. Nobody goes through life alone. And I think sometimes the only way forward is through other people. Like, this one time I was lost in the woods. Not, like, that lost, but I was like, where am I? And then there was this man sitting there. And I was like, do you know where path A is or something? And he was like, just go left. And, like, you know, I couldn't have done that without him. And there's so many instances of that where it's like, I couldn't do this without you, you know? Lean over and kiss the cashier.
Yeah. Maybe that's your way of escaping a fate.
I know that a lot of the time when I have, like, a personal relationship with someone, which, like, humanizes them to me, and I, like, see something that they're doing or they have, and I want it, I'm like, oh, I can just have that. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Because it's like, what do they have that I don't have? Why can I have that? Like, they're nothing special to me.
Well, no, not in, like,
Not in that way, yeah. But, like, you're not idolizing them. Like, yeah. I get what you mean.
Because once you get to know anyone, you realize that they're just as annoying as you.
Mm-hmm. Relationships are the most important thing, but also extreme self-love in the relationship with yourself, of course.
I feel like that is you being a seventh houser.
It is, but I've had to learn that. That's like what every seventh houser has to learn.
But would you say that's just like they're the most important thing for you?
No, because every house in the chart has a relationship with something. Like, the 12th house has a relationship with spirituality and spiritual gurus and everything that has to do with aloneness, I would say. Like, you can be alone, like, in a relationship and stuff like that, and there is, like, a relationship between that sort of ideology. But 12th house people, like, you find people in every single house. Like, the first house, you find estheticians or people who work on the face or the body or plastic surgeons. But you also find that in the fifth house. But also in the fifth house, you find your children. And then the fourth house, you find your grandparents and your father's side of the family. And then your tenth house, you find your mother and your mother's side of the family. Like, there's people in every single house. The seventh house just kind of harps on that because that's the antithesis of the ascendant of the horizon. It was, like, on the other side of that. So that's, like, you know...
Wait, so is the ninth house, like, foreign people?
Yeah.
Like, all of them?
Yeah, even people from different states, some would argue. Or the third house can be about people from different states or people from different, like, cities. And then also people who went to your elementary school. And then also ninth house people can be people who you went to college with or experienced higher education with as well. Or even your teachers and stuff.
Wait. Hold on. Your relationship to me is insofar as you enter my consciousness, right? Because if I'm not conscious of you, you don't exist in my world. And you existing in my head is, like, not separate from who I am. You know what I mean? Like, I'm only able to perceive you as much as I'm able to, like, understand anybody, and, like, I'm only able to do that because of my own faculties of consciousness. So, like, the way that you exist to me is actually just me seen through you, and, like, that's everything I like about you, everything I'm uncomfortable with, everything that makes me laugh, cry, sing, you know, it's just, like, floating around in my head. So how are those relationships?
Are you saying, where are those relationships? I guess that would be the first house. The 12th house is strangers.
My relationship with you is actually just my relationship with myself.
Then that would be first house, because the first house is yourself.
No,
but that's the access of the first and the seventh house. That would be the interplay.
I don't think I'm
get it.
A question.
I thought you were asking a question about where do those lie, and I was like, that's not really astrological. Like, I don't think that can be explained through that, but it makes more sense that you said it.
They live in the ether and the hole.
In the big hole of the universe. I guess that would be the core of the universe. So maybe it's magnets. That's how you ground yourself, is through a magnet.
And that's why people leak our nudes, because it gets them a little closer to the hole.
Probably. The I agree hole, with that.
Which at the same time fascinates and repels. Yeah, I feel like all of the men who have come into my life are like, have really conservative views on, like, what a woman is and what a woman should do, and are, like, very strong in that, and It's like, I disagree, but where did this come from within you?
Yeah. It's healthy to be curious about someone's beliefs for sure. Like, it doesn't mean that you agree with it. There's just like intelligence that you wanna, go with, find out.
I think there's a very fine line, though, between like a belief and a feeling. And we should be vigilant about that.
There isn't really much that you can like gain from that though, sadly.
What do you mean?
Like you can't objective like that brings us back to like the there's no such thing as having objective truth to yourself because like you can't really see that like your beliefs are rooted in feelings because what you see is right sort of thing.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, literally anytime someone says like you should or you should not, my ears prick up like a cat.
Yeah, because you're imposing your own beliefs on them when you say you should.
That's why I love tarot so much. Because, like, when I get like a question from somebody and I can draw a card that sort of like contextualizes it outside of myself, like, I feel like it like shows me where to go from.
And tarot doesn't like tarot can tell you the future, but it's mostly about like the future that's in play right now. It's like a reflection of like the timeline that you're currently on, but that can be switched at like any moment.
So how do you switch it exactly? You just have to do something crazy?
That's my theory at the moment, but like it'll probably change next week.
I just like maybe there's certain aspects of this timeline that I'm unhappy with, but I'm like overall like enjoying the timeline, you know what I mean? Like I'm scared that I would like wiggle my ears and like hop on one foot and then my mom would die.
I like step on a crock.
Yeah, this guy was showing me how like this mirror like fell from the sky and like smashed at his feet, and he was like, "Wow, this is so cool." And I was thinking, I didn't say this, but I was thinking like if that happened to me, I would literally have to like perform a séance for like a week.
Yeah, to like worship the gods that did it. I got told today that I'm too superstitious.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's definitely true, but I don't
That
really see
is
how
too
that, like.
much.
No, I don't think super. I don't know. It's like, why are you commenting on the way that someone else lives their life?
Well, I think if it's causing you like discomfort, but I think rituals are healthy for a young woman.
Yeah, definitely. And that's why the moon rejoices in the third house.
I just think, like, for as many, like, rituals that you have to, like, prevent danger, prevent fear, you should also have ones, like, an equal amount that you're, like, giving your focus to that are, like, for bringing in joy, bringing in abundance, you know?
Yeah, but also don't be like obsessive with that because I've been there.
Oh, really? Me too.
Yeah.
Hey, but you were the one who told me that life isn't a game.
But that's not a game to me.
What is it then?
When I get in those sorts of moods, it's like life or death.
Yeah, play the game gets played, right?
Yeah. And then it creates itself over and over again.
Okay, we should go to bed.
Yeah, good night, guys.
Good night, love you.